Now, we are going to talk to two of my good friends, plastic surgery associates of
South Dakota and Iowa.
And what places are you in?
Of course, we go to Watertown, to Spencer, Iowa, Dakota Dunes, Yankton. Our main office is in Sioux Falls, and we will now be going to Mitchell.
And you brought a show and tell this morning. Who'd you bring?
I did. I was finally able to conquer and get Dr. Murphy to come with us this morning.
I remember when you first came on the show, you seem a lot more relaxed today. You're at ease. You've had quite a visit and quite a stay, and you've built quite a practice in Sioux Falls.
Yes, I love it here in Sioux Falls. Things have been getting really busy, especially around this time of year. Everyone always tries to get final things in before their insurance deductible turns over on January 1st, and so we've been keeping pleasantly busy.
All right, you mentioned that. What kind of things are people looking at this time of year? Because you just mentioned that people are kind of meeting that December 31st deadline.
Well, it's a couple of different things. This time of year tends to be busier for insurance-type cases, things like breast reductions, removing upper eyelid skin that gets in the way of peripheral vision, basically anything that your insurance will cover, because at this point of the year, a lot of people have met their deductibles. With respect to out-of-pocket type of surgeries, cosmetic surgeries, some of those tend to wait until the year turns over and the holidays are out of the way. But one thing we do see a big uptick of at this point is the non-surgical facial rejuvenation options that we offer, things like peels, filler, Botox, people trying to get themselves looking their best for Christmas pictures and visiting the family after a long time of not seeing them since the last holiday.
For people that don't know, Dr. Jill Murphy's been here how long now?
Almost 2.5 years now.
Anything surprise you in Sioux Falls and what you did see and the reaction they had to having a female plastic surgery specialist in their midst?
Well, I've actually been really surprised by how many people are excited to have a woman who can talk to them about their cosmetic or other plastic surgery type concerns. It does tend to be that a lot of plastic surgery patients are female for various reasons, and some of them are a little uncomfortable perhaps talking with the opposite sex about things that can be very intimate. And so I do think it's helpful, and I've really been pleased with how friendly everyone is in Sioux Falls. I came from Kansas City. It's a little bit bigger, around 1 million people. And so people can get kind of lost in the shuffle there. And you don't necessarily know your neighbor or anything like that. And it's very different up here. Reminds me a lot of growing up in a very, very small town in Nebraska. And I missed that. And now I feel like I have it back.
For those people that are just learning about you this morning, the kind of procedures that you have done a lot of in the first 2.5 years.
It's really a wide range of different procedures. A lot of breast surgery, things like breast reductions, breast augmentations, breast lifts, a lot of abdominal type surgeries as well, tummy tucks, and then the insurance equivalent of a tummy tuck, which is called a paniculectomy, and it involves removing excess skin from the lower part of the stomach that can get in the way of finding clothes that fit or being able to exercise. And unfortunately, a lot of people do struggle with that, especially patients or people who have lost a lot of weight and find out the sometimes unfortunate truth about losing a lot of weight is that afterwards you can be left with a lot of extra skin that unfortunately doesn't go away. Also, quite a few reconstructions after skin cancer removals up here and anywhere in the Midwest, really. A lot of people get a lot of sun, especially farmers, and not everyone is very vigorous about applying sunscreen and miss out on that. And so,
what you talking about?
Not a judgment against you, but but it's a truth. And so, you know, as the years go on, little skin lesions will start popping up. And so it's very common to have people coming in to get skin cancers removed. And a lot of times it's done by a dermatologist, but then they can't close the opening that's left behind. And so that's what we do. We move skin around and do the best we can to close openings without leaving a very noticeable scar.
We have talked about one of the major differences with plastic surgery associates is local doctors, mm-hmm. locally trained doctors. The fact that we don't look at things like they do on each coast. and just in a few miles in Vegas and all these other places. Is that really true?
Oh, that is absolutely true. The things that people want out on the coasts are a little, well, a lot different from what people in the Midwest tend to want. The less is more motto kind of applies to people in the middle of the country. Whereas if you go out on the coast, the definitely more is more. And things, even from cosmetic all the way down to even how insurance cases are handled. I do a lot of reading of journal articles in the plastic surgery literature, and you can always tell when something's coming out of a, you know, an office or a research facility from the coast, because the things that they focus on and the results that they get, they're not wrong. They're just what those, what people in those areas like. What, when they look outside and see other people, that's their normal. And it's something that in a fair number of cases would stick out here in the Midwest as being a little bit over the top. And so, I mean, I don't think that's wrong. It's what people on the coast like. And so the difference being that people here in the middle of the country don't necessarily like that, and they wouldn't look at that as, well, that's me. They would feel changed.
She's Dr. Jill Murphy, been here 2.5 years, brought a very special feel to everything in Sioux Falls. But Jody, I think we probably should mention the other two docs.
You bet.
Do you think, you know, we've gone 6 minutes into this interview and we haven't mentioned them yet?
Oh, that would not be a good thing. Dr. Miller is our senior partner. He's been with us just over 20 years. Dr. Bright is a partner who's been with us just over 10 years. And then, of course, we have Dr. Jill Murphy, who's been with us for 2.5 years. So we're well-rounded in the knowledge and expertise field in plastic surgery.
Recovery. Let's kind of address that to you and in insurance, because I know that's an area you've been, how many years?
25.
Okay. That is very important to a lot of people. What's the recovery time going to be? Can I get in? What about insurance?
Right. Recovery varies on every individual procedure that you have done. You know, the complex procedures, facelifts, abdominoplasties, breast reconstructions, those are a longer down period just individually, depending upon what you're looking to get back to in your activity of daily life. Prior authorizations with insurance do take anywhere from generally 10 days up to 6 weeks, depending upon which insurance company you have. So you do need to allow some time for the turnaround before you can get your surgery taken care of. But we do take care of all of that for you, so you don't need to do the shuffle with your insurance company.
All right, how do you start?
Give us a call, 335-3349, schedule a consultation with one of our doctors. Or if you have any questions or want to research a little bit further, check out our website at plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com.
All right, I'm going to use some alliteration with you, Dr. Jill. How's that? Spa, sculptures, squirrels!
Squirrels, okay. With respect to our spa room, that's something that we've really been building on for the past maybe year and a half now. I think that everything that we do in there falls under the category of non-surgical facial rejuvenation, meaning that the downtime is significantly less than for surgery. Things like fillers and Botox, a lot of people are familiar with what that is, and well, more so Botox perhaps. Fillers are just a really great tool that they're changing every day, getting better and better, and they can help out a lot of people feeling younger and correcting some things that maybe you don't like about aging, like fine lines and wrinkles and, to some extent, sagging skin. It's kind of a way to ward off some of those signs before you may or may not need a facelift way, way, way down the road. But these types of things are also very good for younger people as well. A lot of surgeons would consider Botox actually a preventative treatment to prevent wrinkles rather than something that gets rid of them once they're there. And so we see a lot of people coming in at a much younger age, even in the early 20s, for Botox and filler as well. And that's very appropriate for what those two items are designed for.
Understand that you enjoy nature.
Yes.
You have some friends that like to kind of brighten your day when you look outside.
My squirrels?
Oh. Yes.
I don't know if they brighten my day. They eat a lot of the bird food I put out, and they are much, much smarter than any of the bird feeders that I've been able to find. No matter where I hang these bird feeders or what little tricks I try to use, they are very clever creatures, and they find a way to eat it all. So
we have about 2 minutes left, and we really haven't talked about men. And a lot of times men feel like to compete, they have to look better. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that. It's just the reality that we live in, that people who look younger tend to at least feel more confident, and that may be the reason why perhaps they feel like they do better at their career or just whatever it is that they're facing. And cosmetic surgery or things like fillers, Botox, when you think of that, I think most people tend to think along the lines of, oh, that's for women. But we get a lot of men who come in, and these products and these services are designed for men just as much as they are for women. Things like facelifts or getting rid of upper eyelid skin that can make you look tired. Botox, especially for those lines across the forehead, fillers. All of these things are just as good for men as they are for women. But I think that there's a little bit of a hurdle mentally for some men to come in and at least explore.
It's not a manly thing to do.
Well, people may think that, but I mean, the reality is these services and products work just as well for men as they do for women, and it's becoming a lot more accepted to be looking into things like fillers, Botox, and even cosmetic surgery.
And it is a world we live in that is competitive.
Very much so.
And you want to be your best, act your best, and see the best.
Yes.
All right, how do they get started again?
Give us a call at 335-3349 or check out our website at plasticsurgeryassociatesofsd.com.
And Mitchell coming when?
It's the third week in January.
Third Wednesday of January,
yes.
All right, now we know. Merry Christmas to you guys. We appreciate you being here, starting our day.
Thank you.